This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Hey, hey, hey. Happy Wednesday.
I was re-listening to that episode. I was cracking up 2 weeks ago. You guys, Brooke, like, started off the podcast like, hey, hey, hey. It was just funny.
I don't know why. I just let it out.
Very organic.
We have a lot of energy when we record together these days because it really is. It's our catch up too.
It really is. It's our hangout time that you guys get to like listen in on. And I wish you guys could contribute as well. But at least we're like all in a room together chilling.
It feels like it. Even though I can't even visualize that there's someone sitting at home like actually listening to this. Like it feels like I'm just talking.
I feel that same way. I'm like someone actually like is cleaning their room and clicked on Gals on the Go to listen while they do that. It's the coolest thing.
Well, and if you guys are new, welcome.
Hey.
Hey, hey. I hate us. I'm just kidding. I actually love us. This is going to be a fun episode. We're going to do a little, this is like a thing on YouTube more so, mm-hmm. like a girl talk Q&A, which I'm so into.
It's just fun to like talk about taboo topics that I've always been really scared to talk about, not even because it's like controversial, but it's more of like it's awkward a little. We're going to be talking about some awkward topics.
Intimate
is the word.
No, that's it. Because people, I find that as I get older and it's hard to tell if it's like not that I care less. I think you're the same way, Danielle. Like we've always said it. It probably had to do with me like even graduating from college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm entering a new phase of my life. I feel more comfortable talking about intimate subjects
1,000%
sharing more.
Yeah, like when you're in even now I'm still kind of like, oh, like someone, I don't know, it's always this fear like, oh, someone at school will see, you know, we're here. But like when you're graduated, or like I really don't care as much anymore. But it's like as you get older, it's like, oh, I feel way more comfortable talking about this. You're also just way more confident in yourself, comfortable with your body, what you talk about. And I don't know, for some reason when we podcast, it's like it feels like no one's actually gonna listen, so it's like easier.
It does. I know. So maybe this isn't the one for the parentals to listen to.
No. If you are parental, please do yourself and myself a favor. And just...
Yeah. Anyone that's in our lineage.
Yeah, please. Any Carolyn fam or Michio fam.
Any Michio fam or... I know my grandma listens sometimes. Please, not the
episode. Yes, not the episode. Let's just not and say we did. Okay?
Yeah. I think that's also the element with it. It's that... with putting stuff on the internet, like there are so many people that are around our age or really connect to us, not even age dependent, but just, you know, that live in other places that we might not ever get a chance to meet ever in life, but they connect with us so closely. But then there is the element of like, once you put something out there, you can never take it back sort of thing.
1,000%.
So it's the weighing both of those sides of it. But I think that as we get older, also, I think it also helps that we're moving towards this culture, just like as a world of being more open about this stuff. Because 5-10 years ago, it wasn't as like, oh, like I got my period and like I have cramps and whatever. It was like, keep that shush. Like, don't let the men know. And now it's so messed up.
No. And even like, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I used to be, I mean, I'm still like a little secretive. Like, let's say you're like out in public and you go to the bathroom. You had a restaurant with like girls and guys and you like need a tampon. You come back and you're like,
yeah,
hey, do you have a tampon? And like, it's the most secret thing ever. Like, put it in my sleeve, like hide it, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, still like, you're not like super open about it, but now I'm way more chill. Like if I walk past, I'm like, yep, tampon. Like, I don't know. I just don't care as much. And I think you're right. It's just the world kind of come into this more open state. Like, yes, I'm a girl. I get my period. That's crazy.
So does literally every other female. Like,
yeah. Like it shouldn't be this thing. We should be comfortable and be so happy that we're women, honestly.
I feel the same way. I know it's so interesting, like growing up and especially in middle school, high school, I feel like we create that culture of being taboo about it. And I think college helps a lot too with like exploring, even, I mean, we'll get into like all that stuff too, but just even with sex and romantic stuff, like it really that at mm-hmm. college, like opened up my eyes to a lot of things, I think too, in terms of being open. Maybe it's where we grew up, but I don't necessarily think so. I think it's just with age comes those things.
Definitely. It's just definitely with age. And so obviously I know there's some people listening right now that are in high school, you know, maybe early college. And so everyone's kind of on their own journey with that. And it's something that you have to be comfortable with. But you can put your headphones in right now and listen, and no one even has to hear. So we're going to be talking about some specific topics, you know, hair in the bedroom,
body image.
We got some things.
We've talked about like rejection and stuff before, yeah. But we'll get a little into that. It'll be good.
And then we also have some, you guys asked some very unique questions. Yes. So thank you. It was real. I loved them because it was stuff I didn't really think about, but it's stuff that's so great to talk about. So on that note, if you are not following us on Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast, we are always engaging with you guys on there. Nice. So that's how we got good the questions stuff for this episode. Also, while you're at it, if you like this podcast and you're enjoying it, leave us a little review and rating, a little 5-star moment if you want. Always a good time because it allows us to get higher in the charts, and it's a fun little thing. So, yeah.
And get us back up there. I love checking. Sometimes, like, the day after the episode, I'll go on. We can actually debate this now. I'm a Spotify user, so I go on Spotify for all my podcasts.
Okay,
too.
I have something to say. Okay, well, okay. I feel like people that use Spotify and people that use Apple Music, not podcasts, like Spotify versus Apple Music, there's like two very different people. I just said very. Am I like New York?
Very. Yeah, you are.
I'm turning into you. No, but you know what I mean? Yes. Like, I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, you're an Apple Music person, aren't they? And they were like, yes. It's so funny. Like
you, without them even indicating? Without like them indicating. You just got to read on them?
I just like, we were talking about music and just... I just feel like it's a certain type of person. Like some of my friends from high school, they're not super involved on social media. They just like have Apple Music. You know what I mean? Like they just, does that make sense? Yes. Like they just save all of their songs.
Perfect sense.
Whereas Spotify, it's like they have all these amazing curated playlists. They have your Discover Weekly. We make our own playlist. Like two different types of people.
I know that you can have friends on Apple Music, but like Spotify is a way more like social way to listen to your music though. Cause you follow, yeah, you're so right. You follow your friends. So like it is too. Created a place on the side. It says what they're listening to, which is good and bad. But
it's so creepy. Sometimes like I'll see some of our friends, I'll look and it's like listening to white noise all night. It's so funny.
Really?
Yes. I have a guy friend. So it'll always just be like, he's listening to white noise. It's like at night, you know, he's like asleep. It's so funny.
It really is direct. Like, I've definitely tried to in the past. I'm ashamed to admit, like, if I was interested in someone, like, see what they're listening
to. For like, sure.
I'm so embarrassed. I'd be like, they're clearly on their phone. They're listening to Spotify.
Don't even worry. Like, I get, when I first started talking to Ryan, he'd be like, I'm going to the gym. Or like, sorry, I wasn't on my phone. I was at the gym. And I, like, look. And he was, like, totally listening to, like, workout jams or something.
Oh, that's
and
I was so
like,
funny.
Okay. Like, they're real.
And you're like, yeah, that I can.
My favorite.
Valid, you know, you're right.
Oh yeah, yep. I love, my favorite is when, oh my god, my Spotify literally just looks so different. Oh my god, I just updated. What the heck?
Yeah, it's a little
Where's
different
the
on the
sidebar?
Desktop right now.
Where's the sidebar?
Try pulling out, like expanding it a little bit more.
Oh my god, it didn't work. Oh, I'm like zoomed in or something weird.
Oh, mine has it. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I was gonna say, I always love looking at what Brooke's listening to. It's like 9 a.m. and it's like EDM bops, and I'm like, holy shit.
I know, it's a problem, you guys. I've transformed my thought process on that right now, because I used to be embarrassed that like EDM is my favorite genre, but I think it's like part of my brand now.
It is part of your brand. It always has been in my
Thank
brand.
Thank you. It always has been. And I would be like, no, like I need to figure out other. And it's like, no, that's okay. It's what I like.
Oh my
it's
god, yes. I remember on the podcast in the last year, you were like, Danielle, like I feel like I need to get more into funky music.
I do.
Because like going on dates and stuff, talking about music or something. Didn't we talk about this?
Oh my gosh, it's yes. Well, music and movies are my two least.
Oh, the movies, same. Like rom com.
Yeah,
I get that.
Like I love Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, I know.
Classic film.
They're like, no, have you seen like Godfather? And you're like, oh. Like, shit, like no, I haven't. Oh, but back to the Spotify for Apple. So in the sense of podcast though, what do you use? Your Spotify.
I use Spotify for everything. What about you?
Okay, so I think I'm gonna move to Spotify for podcasts. I'm a big Apple I don't use Apple Music, but there's like a podcast app on your phone, and I don't know why. I mean, the app is so outdated, it's so ugly looking, and I just like it because I like how you can follow the podcast and like see the newest episode. But then my friend was telling me that on Spotify, you can see that too. And I just haven't figured that out. Is this true?
Yeah, you can. You have to subscribe to them and then it goes to your like subscription feed. Yes.
I just don't know where that feed is, but I'll have to find it because I just want to be fully Spotify, you know?
that's what I am. And I love it because it's all in one place. Like there's two different tabs that I have, at least. Maybe I can show you where it is. And there's a music tab and a podcast tab.
Okay.
You have to go through and like manually subscribe. So I guess that's the big thing, is like, make sure you're subscribed to our show. So that it does populate with updates. But our show always goes live. If you guys were wondering, we posted at midnight Eastern time on Wednesday.
Yeah. So like Tuesday late at night.
Yeah, if you're on the West Coast, you can listen to it like borderline Tuesday.
Yeah, actually, like a little 9 p.m. like Tuesday. Eat dinner and listen to Gals and the Go Pod, baby. A good time.
I did that the other night. I came home. What was I listening to? I forget which podcast, but I came home drunk and I was like, I have such a funny story. I came home drunk the other night. Well, I always like, you know, I live alone. So like I am a like silence fills the noise person. So like I will honestly, it's not even like I'm drunk. I'm not trying to learn. Like I just want to listen to a podcast just to, so I don't feel like alone per se. But I came home drunk the other night and what I watched was, it was very good. There's this girl, I have to get her username. She does like reviews of coffee from, she did one video. Like I tried every coffee product at Trader Joe's. Have you seen this girl? She's like a barista, so like she specializes in coffee, but then she did this new one, I tried every coffee from the grocery store, and she like did a blindfold test and like ranked which one she thinks is the best. I loved it. I was drunk.
She liked the best. Do you remember? Or were you drunk?
Yes. She liked the La Colombe. Not the one that I drank, but a different one. Not in the can, in the bottle. She also liked the Stoke, which I used to pronounce as stock.
I noticed in your recent vlog, you kept saying stock. I was like, what?
I know. I was like, and then I said Stoke eggs.
I used to get that on campus all the time. They always sell Stoke cold brew.
So good. I know, but I felt validated because she also liked the Trader Joe's cold brew, like the ready to drink one with the red cap that I like.
Okay, cool.
So I knew that I knew that I liked her opinions. You know what I mean? Because like it's not necessarily, there's no, with taste, with all things taste, there's no right or wrong. It's like subjective because what you like, I might not like, but she likes like a smooth, like non-acidic cold brew. And I completely
agree. I hate acidic cold brew. Like why? Yeah. I feel like always those small little coffee shops are the ones that have the acidic cold brew.
You're so right.
You got to get espresso at those. You got to get like a latte at those because they're cold brew. No amount of milk, cream.
It tastes like battery acid. Like
literally battery acid. I couldn't agree more. Ugh.
With a splash of almond milk.
Yeah, a splash. I love it. I love that for you.
No, so I just thought that was funny. That's what my drunk watch of choice was. YouTube served it to me as my recommended, so I had to do it.
I can imagine you just sitting there drunk like, that's awesome.
I was. I think I was like going through my fridge. Just like, what do I have to eat right now? Like I had my phone propped up like watching this.
You're such a content girl. I love it.
I don't know. It's something... Well, also when you're like a little lit, like it was like 1 a.m. I was like, what's there to do?
Who wants to play? I get that.
What would you do if you had more energy? Unlock your potential with Noon Energy, a refreshing new alternative to the average energy drink. So Noon Energy is the future of energy drinks because it's a carefully formulated blend of invigorating ingredients that truly can jumpstart your day or give you like the afternoon pickup, really whatever you're looking for. What makes Noon Energy different than all those other energy drinks out there is that it's made with only 2 grams of sugar, 4 grams of carbs. The ingredients are clean. It's made with caffeine from organic green tea, so you feel energized but not jittery. High potency B vitamins for a little boost. Organic ginseng, which might improve your focus. That's cool. Plus, it's packed with electrolytes to keep you hydrated, and it's all packed into this one fizzy tablet. So you drop the fizzy tablet to turn your water into a quick pick-me-up. It's available in 4 delicious flavors. I personally have been really into the watermelon burst, but they also have berry blast, tropical punch, and ginger lime zing. You guys gotta try them all out. Why not? So they're in like these really easy to kind of carry around tubes. So you can really take it with you on any adventure, which is what I like too. I am always looking for a little midday boost. And recently I've been turning to Noon just because it's so easy and so convenient. So to discover what Noon Energy can do for you, visit noon.life/gals. So that's noon.life/gals and use the code GALS for 20% off your first order.
We have lots of fun content to talk about with you guys today. So shall we get into our new segment that was introduced last week? Well, it's it was old, but then we didn't do it. Now we're doing it again. Highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
All of the lights. All of the lights.
I know I missed that little jingle. It's a good time.
We'll start with low lights though, because we do that.
Yeah. What's been on your mind? Why are you? What's the low this week?
Yeah. What's on my mind? You know, mine's like a triple whammy. I hate that I just said
a
that.
Triple whammy. Oh god.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, with my birth control, my period is wildly irregular, which honestly I'm not complaining, just because I don't get it every month, which is kind of nice. Like, I mean, it's not a problem right now, but obviously, like, if I had reason to be concerned, like, that would be the...
Yeah, that would be frustrating.
It's wildly irregular. I haven't gotten it in many, many months, but I'm on my period. So I feel like that's heightening all of my emotions. So and then with that, after this weekend, I just found myself, like, Danielle kind of knew, like, I just found myself in a sad little moment.
Sad
I
was feeling girl like hours. Emo.
Sad girl hours, and I just couldn't shake it. And I got sunburned on Sunday. So it was just, I really was just like really...
Just roughing it a little.
A little bit. It's better now. I can't believe that I look like a Karen. Like I'm out and about and like I can't... Like I'm wearing everything with high necks because I'm so embarrassed. It's like on my chest. You know what I'm talking about? Like it looks... After a certain age, sunburn, it's like embarrassing. It's not like, oh, like you sat out in the sun too long. Like, haha, it's going to turn into a tan. It's like, this is embarrassing. Yes. It doesn't go with my clothes.
Yes. I hate when you're wearing a low cut top and you have sunburn. You just like feel gross. It's weird. Like, and I'm not, when you, especially if you're not like tan, it's like you're like kind of fair toned and then it's like red in the chest. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Exactly. And I would honestly also like, I take care of myself. So like, I don't want to have skin cancer. Like, I don't want, like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. It's frustrating.
I put on sunscreen, but I didn't reapply. So make sure you reapply your sunscreen. I feel like we forget that in the spring and like UV early summer high. Months.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could really get tan. And I just didn't even think about it. I was just sitting, I was reading. And
you are such a reader.
Thank you. It's also a really uneven tan, which is the worst too. Like, it's like one shoulder is like, it's just a mess. So we'll deal with that at a later date.
Totally get that.
I'm feeling better now. Aww. But it's okay. Everybody has to down.
Everybody has those days. Know? Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But even just doing this is making me feel better and like whatever. So
sometimes you just get in slumps and it sucks. And sometimes you can't put your finger on it. I guess you were able to put your finger on it. It was like a little bit of both. It was like, I'm in a bad mood. Okay. Yeah. I'm on my period. But also like, why? I'm so annoyed. I get that.
Sometimes it's so hard to indicate. And like, it just seems like thing after thing and it piles up and it's like, this shouldn't be so bad, but because I was sad at the root of it, it is bad.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm glad that you're on the come up. She's over the hump.
Yeah, I love next that. Week catch me back.
I love that.
What about you? What's your look? I feel like I know what it's gonna be.
Really? Oh, it's not.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I wouldn't. Oh my god, what do you think it is? No, just say it. Just like about graduating. I was gonna do that, but I feel like that's like so, actually I feel like I did that last week, so I don't know. I just talked about that all last week, so it's like
gotcha. It's been already.
Done. The card has been played. So this is actually like a little sad, but it's just like something I've been feeling and I actually haven't wanted to share it because,
oh my god,
it's not like a big deal, but I haven't really wanted to talk about it like in my vlogs and stuff because I just want to seem like I have it all together and I want to seem like I'm this fit queen. So obviously you guys know I've been spinning forever. I was a spin instructor last year. I love it. I seriously enjoy it so much. And I just like think about how a year ago around this time I was like, I've talked about this before, but I was in like the best shape I'd ever been. I was sitting in the front, every freaking class, I'd like sit front and center or sidebar. Like I was feeling myself. I was proud in the spin room. And if you guys go to spin, Brooke knows like they're like, it's a certain type of personality. It's a certain type of energy and like whatever. Anyways, now for the past like few months, like I do not, like I sit in the back. I get there early. So I'm sitting in the right back corner. Like,
oh my gosh. Who is she?
I don't know. And it's like, I was just like in spin, and I would consider myself still pretty in shape. Like I still have got it down. Like it's not like, but with that comes me like not trying as hard. Like yesterday was like the third sprint of the class, like when you're like up and out of the saddle, like going fast with the little gallop, you know. And I was just like not putting my best foot forward. I just like wasn't getting after it like I used to. And I think it was because I was in the back and I was like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Basically, it's just sad because I used to just love spin and I still love spin.
Do you think you're are you losing the passion for it or like what is
I don't know what it is. Like I think I just get down on myself and think that I'm like so not out of in shape, but then when I
that was like loud too. It sounds like it's coming from my apartment.
I know. I was like, wait, Brooke, do you have something to tell us? Like, got a dog.
He's right here.
He's right here. I don't know. It was just like I had this moment yesterday. I was really sad. I was like, damn, I used to like thrive and now I like go to spin and I've been enjoying it the last 2 weeks. I was kind of in a rut, but I just like, why am I not pushing myself anymore? Like I should push myself and sit up front and like do my 100% best so I'm not like half-assing it in spin. But I don't know what it is. I like lost my workout inspo and I've kind of gotten it back a little bit. I'm just down about it, that's all.
I am sorry that you're feeling that because I know how important it is to you, like just working out in general. I feel like you do it like so much for happiness and whatever, but at the same time, it's normal. You're also at like a big transitional phase, so who knows like what you'll be into next.
Yeah, well, it's not even I honestly just think like I think it, when I go to New York and I like go to a, like maybe I'll try multiple studios. Like we have two here, but I only really like one of them, which is Purvello. You guys know I've been going there forever. I think I'm just like, I don't know, I've outgrown it kind of. Like I think I'm just kind of
that's fine,
whatever. It just sucks. It's nothing to do with working out in general. I don't know how to explain it. Like I just like miss being like Danny Spin Queen, and I'm just like not recently. I just, and not for anyone else, but because of myself, I just like, I just go and I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm just so lazy about it. I don't know. I hate that for myself. But I have been working out like 3 to 4 times a week. Like, it's not that. I'm not, whatever. Anyways, this rant. I don't know if it makes sense to anyone.
No, it does. I'm trying to think of like the right things to say.
It's like a therapy. No. I really just wanted to share that with people if anyone else is going through
I'm
that.
No, I'm really happy.
You know, like maybe if it's.
I'm happy that you're sharing that because it does make you seem normal and like we aren't robots and you know,
I just like when I'm in my vlogs and I'm like, hey, I'm going to spin, I don't want people to think I'm like going there, I'm like getting after, like holy shit, she's so fit. Like no, I'm just going and sitting in the back and like half-assing it recently, and I need to get out of that, you know. So
well, I'm proud of you for still even going. Thanks. Because I would just probably stop going.
I did for a little. Yeah, I like took a break, so but now I'm back. Thank you. So yeah, that's my low. But whatever.
I think you'll find your rhythm with it again, too. Also, life has been, like, crazy for you. Yeah. Like, you know, you've been trying to
figure it out.
It's hard to be fit queen when you're socializing more and you're, you know? Mm-hmm. I've always found that balance to be really, really difficult.
Tough. And with a boyfriend, like, if Ryan sleeps over and then the next morning I had, like, a 9 a.m. spin, it's so hard to, like, go. I'm like, ugh.
Totally.
I just wanna, like, make coffee and watch Schitt's Creek, you know? So
and like chill and like do it on my time. Yeah.
So that's all. That's the
completely
low. Not complaining, just sharing. But
yeah.
Shall we get into our highlights?
So let's talk about highs. Mine is when you're hearing this, I've already gotten my second dose of the vaccine. So just and I know Danielle has too.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just very excited. Like it just feels like things are, and also just the state of New York, like it really does have such a positive energy. I know July 1st we're set to like completely reopen, so I just want to like encourage everybody to I want to encourage everyone to like get out there and get their vaccines. I know I personally do know a lot of people who are like around our age that aren't because they don't think it's like completely necessary or whatever, which I encourage everyone to do their own research and things like that. But I'm not a doctor or a professional, but I just feel like we're going to get to this point where it's like you're going to be able to go to this festival or go to this concert if you've been vaccinated. So I would encourage everyone to like, and at this point, I think everyone in the country is eligible. I think that the supply is outweighing the demand at this point. So I would just, I know you could walk in at a bunch of places and stuff.
I have a friend that works or volunteers at a hospital here in Athens. And she texted us the other night, like, hey guys, we're about to throw away a couple, like, please someone come. Like they like just have like,
oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Or not even a couple. I think it was like a lot more than a couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, have a lot.
They have to get rid of it.
Yeah. So definitely do it. And Brooke is completely right. Like she was saying, New York's, you know, opening on July 1st. But I also agree that that I bet there's going to be a lot of events. I mean, I was reading an article the other day, like a lot of stadiums are like, if you want to go to a concert, you're gonna have to show proof that you're vaccinated. So if you want to be able to be involved in those things, like I would definitely, you know, do your own research, like Brooke said. But I will be going to concerts at the end of this year. Like same, Brooke and I will simply be going. So do your part, baby. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I think everyone's ready.
Me too. Me too. And I feel like once we're fully vaccinated, like we've done our part. That's at least what I see. You know, mm-hmm. you can't, like, of course, we're encouraging our family and friends. And I think most of, I know
my whole family's vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that we're all doing our parts,
yeah,
and
really
I hope that everybody else is too. And hopefully we can all, because it's like a team building exercise that if we all do our part, like the world will get back to that way. So it's like, let's just do it, guys. Come on.
Definitely. And actually, now that you're saying this, so as you guys are listening to this on Wednesday, May 12th or whatever, it'll have been 2 weeks since I got my second vaccine. So ooh, I'm fully immune in the future.
Yay.
Good. Or whatever. Yeah.
That's great to hear. Yeah. So happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's kind of perfect timing with like graduation coming. So good times.
True.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? So yeah, great highlight. Really pumped yes. for you. Can't wait for the Insta story.
yes.
And yeah. Okay. So my highlight actually is kind of like basic, but, I am someone, I talked about this in last week's episode, I'm someone that's very like, oh, the last this, the last that. Like, I'm trying to get all these things in
yeah.
before I graduate. And I think I've been doing a good job at it. There's just been, like, restaurants I've wanted to go to one last time. But, like, I'm also yes. going to come back to Athens. Like, Brooke and I want to come back and visit together yeah. one time for, like, a game or something. We thought that'd be so much fun. Like, it's not the last time coming to Athens. I'm just being a dramatic bitch about it.
Everyone is, though, because you're like, it's my last time as a student, but it's at some point it's everybody's last time.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Like that's what I have to remind myself, because you could sit there and think that, but also like, yeah, you will be back, and you might not be a student, but you will be an alum.
Yeah, like close and enough. There's not much you can just do about it. You know, you can go one more time if you really want as a student or whatever it may be, but I'm just, my highlight is I really have been having a great past few weeks, just really enjoying and soaking up being a student, and I am so beyond thankful for that. And I'm so excited for what's ahead, but I'm really thankful that the last few weeks especially I've been able to like do more things than normal. Just I don't know, things are just yeah. looking up, and it's just been really, really, really refreshing. So yeah,
happy for you. I think it will be, so when we're listening to this, what, you graduate in just a few days, right?
Yeah, as you guys are listening to this, if you're listening on the day it came out, I'll be graduating on Saturday.
So exciting. Yes. Yeah, so we'll be staying tuned for the vlogs and things like that.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Graduation content. Lots of.
Oh my God. I actually don't know if I told you this, Brooke.
Oh God.
The other day, Delaney and I were talking just about graduating and being sad. And she was like, so what are you going to vlog? Like how many videos, you know, whatever. And then somehow it came up about your graduation vlog. And I don't know if it was one of your vlogs during graduation. And it was, I literally showed her, she had never seen the scene in your vlog where you forgot to walk under the arch. And so your mom,
oh, I was crying.
You're crying, yeah. And it was raining, and it was the cutest. I made Delaney watch it like 3 times.
I was wearing like flip flops because we were moving, and I had no clothes left. I was like, oh my gosh, it was a mess. And then I was like, oh no, I have to do this. Yeah,
it was so cute. Your mom's holding the camera. She's like, come on, Brooke, let's go. And you're like, yeah, walking under the arch. It's sad.
It was it, and honestly, I'm glad I have that documented because I can be like, oh my gosh, you big baby.
No,
like,
it was so
at the same time. Yeah, I showed the realness.
No, it was so real. I'm not making fun at all. It was just, it was funny because it was like, holy shit, like I'm about to be like that too.
Yeah, I was more so sad. Like obviously, I was sad about graduating and stuff, but I was more so sad because I knew that my friends and I would never live in the same city again.
Definitely.
At least that group of us. And it's so true. Like I'm traveling to see them at the end, which I'm so excited. It's been like a year and a half since I've seen some of them more because of COVID and whatever, but I'm seeing them at the end of the month and I'm so excited.
Like you have not seen them in so long. You deserve that.
We've had like a whole nother like lifetime almost since we've seen each other, because like everyone's grown up and mm-hmm. like, you know, they're really like in their careers now. It's so crazy.
I know, one of your roommates posted about like been having her job for 2 years or something, and I was like,
yeah,
oh my god, it's insane. That's awesome.
Because yeah, if you started right after we graduated, because I'm 2 years post college,
post grad
to say
crazy. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and throughout June, Gals on the Go is proud to join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. We need to normalize therapy, you guys. If you're struggling with relationships or having difficulty sleeping or just difficulty meeting your goals, you might be feeling anxious, stressed, there's lots going on right now, BetterHelp counselors can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's amazing. I just love it because there's a broad range of expertise that therapists have that you might not get that's local to your area, which is awesome. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you can choose what you feel comfortable with. You can do a weekly video, you can do a phone, or even a live chat session, whatever feels most comfortable to you. So you can literally do it from the comfort of your own home, and it just makes it that much more accessible, and just, oh, you just feel so much better. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable too than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals. Awesome. Well, let's get on into our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Okay, I have a book rec for everybody. I did, when I got sunburned, I was doing a lot of reading that day. I'm a fast reader, I'll say it. So that's why I can
power through these.
Thank you. Well, especially once I get hooked. Yeah. If it's like boring from the start, like no. But these ones are pretty decent. Okay. I'm showing Danielle. It's called They Wish They Were Us.
Ooh, plaid.
You know what this is? Yes. Pretty Little Liars, like Gossip Girl with a little murder twist.
So do I need like, to read? Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's definitely like young adult. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. You know, like those categories that are probably for like 16 to 18 year olds. But like I still really enjoyed it. I thought there's some like mature moments though that I was like, oh, this
spicy.
Is like, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to like give it a spoiler or anything. But basically it's about these people that they go to like this private school. And then there's like this elite club of them. And then during their freshman year, one girl dies. And it's basically everybody forgot about it. But then her best friend starts to like uncover more about it. And the end, crazy twist, I will say.
Oh my gosh.
So I read it in one day, which I think shows.
It does sound like literally Gossip Girl mixed with Pretty Little Liars, like the death of it all, but then also private prep school. Is it a prep school, I'm guessing? I see the plaid. Or private school.
Yes, I might remind you of high school. uniforms.
Yes. Yes. I might remind you. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Oh. It's actually based on Long Island too, but I didn't really see the connection there. I mean, it didn't really sound to me like a Long Island experience that I had, but I still found it very interesting.
Oh, that's so cool. Did they ever like go into the city?
Yes, like they'll be like, meet me in the city, and like at one point she says an address, like she's like blah 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 address. So I like looked it up. I was like, how far is that from to visualize?
I love it. Vision, yeah. Really bring yourself into the book.
Yes. But I feel like, is it weird to read like high schooly books when you're this older? I don't really think so.
No, I mean, we watch Gossip Girl, and I'm fully. Oh, that's the other thing. I think I have to finally get HBO Max so I can watch the Gossip Girl reboot. Do you have HBO Max?
When is that coming out?
They don't have a date yet, but July is the month.
Okay. Yeah, I do have it. We could share an account. Let's just do that.
Okay. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, think about how many people have like your Netflix account.
No.
Like
but Hulu, it screws you over because now I gave my family my Hulu and now I can't even access it here.
Well, it's only a set number,
Of locations. I guess we've changed it so many times. So I just don't want to screw you over. So check that out.
Okay. We'll have to look into it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite?
I actually am really curious. Actually, no. I think you like these. So I'll hold it for Brooke to see, which you guys could see. My favorite is my phone charm.
Yes.
My string ting phone charm. They're so fun. They're kind of an earlier, like a newer trend. I'm seeing them become more and more mainstream. I didn't really understand them at first. And then the more and more I saw them, the more and more I wanted one. Basically, it's just a little, I'm sure you guys have seen it on Instagram, more so of Pinterest. It's very Pinteresty. They're just like literally a Like, think of those beaded bracelets that you make.
It looks like a bracelet, but
on your phone. Yes. And you wrap it around. You can do it around your volume button or your power button. Or, yeah, I have mine on my little, like, volume button. I, like, tie it around so it stays. And you can kind of hold your phone with it, but it's more of just, like, a decoration. It's really fun for mirror selfies, but no one in Athens gets it. Everyone's like, wait, what is this? I don't get it, but I kind of like it. It's kind of fun. It's very tchotchke looking. It's very just, like, a little trinket vibe. But I also just got this new phone case from Casetify. It's, like, very fun, happy. So the whole combo, it's a fun little summer combo. And I don't know, the little phone charm just makes me happy when I hold my phone. And I was watching Schitt's Creek, and Alexis has a phone charm, and that season was filmed forever ago, so she was ahead of the times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into them. I ordered one from Etsy, and it says that it shipped, but it's like coming from
forever.
Yes. Wait, is that like a online
website? Mine came from String Ting, which I believe is like, they were like one of the first to like come out with phone charms. I think they just did like a collaboration with Wildflower Cases, but you can also get them Etsy.
Oh yeah, now that's like my recommended on Etsy is like, oh,
phone charms.
I know you could make them too. Yeah, it probably would be fun to make.
It'd be fun to do with a friend for sure.
Yeah,
they're fun though. They're just a fun little summer accessory. I will say I have this one really small purse though, and whenever I'm like going to put my phone in it now, it's like kind of a bitch, but whatever, it's fine.
I am now I'm like on my Etsy page like trying to figure out
where is it? Well, mine was in the mailbox for like a week and I didn't realize. Like, it wasn't in the mailroom, you know? It was like in my mailbox, which I don't check as often.
Is yours custom?
No. But I think it comes from London. I think it said it was like, it took like a while. I don't know.
Okay.
But either way, phone charms are really fun. Definitely get one and it'll be a good time.
Cool. We're just throwing it back to Y2K vibe.
Throwing it back.
Now let's do our question of the week.
Oh, I love a segment.
Question of the week.
All right. So I'm going to say this one more time. Follow us on Gals on the Go podcast so you can answer this question for yourself. We've been loving seeing your responses. It's a good time. So, Brooke, question of the week is, if you got a tattoo, what would it be?
First, I need to start off by saying, I know we've discussed this. I don't foresee this for me.
Me neither.
Like, I don't. Okay. So I guess that's a good place to start. Like, as two people that don't have tattoos, I appreciate it so much on somebody else. But like, I'm way too indecisive on myself that I'm scared I'm going to hate it.
Yeah. I always think it's like wearing the same dress for the rest of your life. Like, it's just stressful.
Exactly. And then I would struggle with the location on my body, in terms of like where. So yes. My only thing that like, if I was to get one right now in my life, I would want it to be like of meaning, I guess. I like when people do something to signify like their family. I know people do like the Roman numerals for their family. Yeah, I like something with like an M, like, because I'm probably going to, hopefully I'll change my last name someday. So like, yeah, something to be like, oh, that was like our family group chat name is like M Squad. It's so stupid, but like, so you know, cute. Something like that for the four, me, my mom, my dad, my brother. I don't know what exactly it would be. Like, I can't even visualize what it would look like. Maybe like a gothic M or something.
I love that. I could so see that actually for you. That's awesome. Wait, actually,
it's not going to happen.
I don't want to get too deep because obviously we eventually need to get to the normal podcast, but I do have a question because we were talking about this the other day. So you said you'd change your last name. Do you think you'd change your last name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I know we've talked about this too. What? Because you want to keep yours and do like
a hyphen sitch. I don't really know. Maybe not, but it depends on. I don't know. I want the same last name as my kids, but also, I don't know.
See, I like what Michelle Reed did because she, like, her at name is still Michelle Reed, but then, like, the name is Michelle.
Yeah, that's true.
Gauthier.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce. Yeah.
So I think I would do something like that. I mean, this is like so far in the future, you guys. But it's for us, it's interesting though, because we've made like a name for ourselves based on our names.
Yeah.
But I'm not like crazily attached to my last name. Like, I mean, I love it. Like, it's great and, you know,
yeah,
represents family, but I'm not like,
yeah,
I'm okay with
no yeah I definitely don't want to just keep my I don't want to not take the name. It's just like, do I also want my name in there? That's kind of my opinion on that. But it's so crazy. And when I, because I never would have thought that like 10 years ago that that would be something that I'd consider. It's not even like for the brand, it's just like a meet. I don't really know. It's just,
you can be Danielle Marie Carolyn whatever
Bieber, I guess. It was funny the other day. The other day it was like me, Ryan, and like his best guy friend, and they were like, oh, like, you know, like, let's say you and Ryan got married, you know, it'd be like Janelle Carolyn Hicks, and I was like, oh, Bieber. I just like, I didn't want to talk. I was so freaky to think about, you know, it's like, oh god, here we are talking about. I was like, oh, Danielle Carolyn Bieber, right? Like,
it's so funny because when we were younger we used to like plug our crush's name and be like, how does it sound?
Yes, literally, like,
yeah.
And every even like if you go on a date, I'm like, what's his last name? Okay, Brooke.
That's, I know.
It's so important.
I know, and I try not to jump ahead like that, but you know, you think about, I mean, it's not like make or break for someone, obviously. It's just like, and you know, if they have a cool last name, it's a plus. Like,
yeah, exactly. I know. So sometimes when I hear people's like date's last name, I'm like, that's a good one. Like when their last name is like Brooks, or like, I guess that's your name, Brooke Brooks.
Brooke Brooks.
I actually know a Brooke Brooks, but
wow, yeah, I kind of like that.
It's just cool. So
I love the same like initial for both, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I mean, yeah, that'd be ideal, right?
Yeah, what's her name comes to mind. She's on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Meredith Marks. Like, I love
that. Is
love,
really, like, the double letter. Yeah, it's definitely really cool. Oh, I thought you meant like whoever you married, they'd also have the same beginning. Like,
oh, well, I mean, that's huge. Yeah, then you don't have to change your
dude, literally initials. I hate myself when I was in high school. I'm sure you thought the same.
Yeah,
but like, no. But like when we were like into monograms, like, oh, I hope it doesn't mess up my monogram. Like, literally,
oh yes, obviously. I know, but now we're like, you know,
who cares? Yeah, whatever.
Not really into that. Yeah,
yeah. So okay, yeah. I just like really had to ask because that just made me think about it all. Well, cool. Love a gothic M, a gothic letter.
I don't know why that made that. I'm not planning to do this at all. But if any, yeah. I don't know. My problem with tattoos, and I'm not trying to roast anybody because I'm sure people are listening, I just feel like they are like low key all the same. Like, it's the same like color concepts and, that are just repeated. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of, yeah, like, I mean, gothic, like, or Roman numerals, like, they're very that, or, you know, flowers or a quote. Like, I feel like if it has meaning to you, that's so special. But it's like that line between doing what everybody else does and doing what you like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was in middle school, I wanted a tattoo of an infinity sign on my wrist. Imagine if I had legally been allowed to do that at that time. I'd be stuck with that now, you know, like Hakuna Matata stuff. Like, no.
But at the time, it was very
so
in, but now it's not.
Now
so,
it's not.
Yeah.
But I do have some friends, and I know you do too, and I know this isn't what you mean, but like people that I've had like parents pass away or stuff like that, totally, I completely makes sense.
I think if it has meaning to you, rock it. You know what
but
I mean?
But it's like, oh, I'm Jack, let me go get a tattoo. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it.
Yeah. And if you love it, then you should. It's just like an outfit. Like, if you feel confident, that means so much. Like, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but it's your body. So who the heck cares? It's just like piercings, anything else.
Exactly.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but here you go. You deserve to feel better than you do today. And you can with Headspace. They make meditation simple. So Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. So you download it. Headspace is actually one of the only meditation apps that advances the field of mindfulness meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever your situation is, Headspace can really help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, they have like these 3-minute SOS meditations. If you need some help falling asleep, they have wind down sessions for parents. They have morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace just has this approach to mindfulness that can reduce stress, improve your sleep, boost your focus, really just improve your sense of overall well-being. I love Headspace. I was always told just meditation is so great, and I didn't really know where to start, and Headspace is it. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. And you deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/galsonthego. That's headspace.com/galsonthego for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So go to headspace.com/galsonthego today. So what's yours?
So obviously mine, I was trying to think of something that have meaning. For me, it definitely, the thing is, so it'd be my favorite quote, which we all know is she believes she gets what she did. It's freaking long. Yes. So I don't know.
That is, I was going to say that's dense.
That would really hurt. I also hate needles. Like the fact that I got vaccinated is a blessing because I really get so nervous. Like, but it's like, I guess I could do like S, B, S. I don't know. You know, like that.
Yeah,
but that quote really has gotten me through a lot. Like, I mean, when I was applying to
the tough,
no, but like for real,
I know I get.
No,
it.
Yeah, I'm making fun of myself too. But actually, like sometimes if I'm feeling down, I just remind myself like if you believe you can, you really will. So that's probably the only thing I would really do. I thankfully haven't had like someone super important to me like pass away or anything, and I'm very very grateful for that every day. But something like that would be really cool. I've always thought about like on my rib, like somewhere where I could like wear a bathing suit over, like you wouldn't even be able to see it if I was wearing a bathing suit. Or I actually like, I have a friend that has something under her neck, which is really like, but on her, the nape of her neck. But I personally don't, and I feel like what if it doesn't go with your outfit that day? That kind of stinks, you know, like your tattoo. I don't know.
I think the same thing.
I don't know. But then some people look so dope with like all those tattoos. It's just, I feel like you and I's brand is not tattoo. And that's that.
I feel the same way. I mean, who knows? I guess like things could change like as you get older or whatever. I always thought, I mean, I know this is like not, this is really not on brand for me at all, but I've always thought like if I was to get like a fun, funny tattoo, like with my friends, I would always want it to be a lip tattoo because those go away, like inner lip, which I would like just because no one sees it and no one knows. So it's like funny, not funny. It's fun and you could be like, I have a tattoo, but like no one would literally ever know. But at the same time, like I always like would joke around like when I was young, be like, oh, lip tap, but like I'm not actually going to go through with it, especially.
Oh yeah, older. Yeah. I have a friend. Some seniors right now got like dogs on their lips freshman year.
Yeah,
and she posted on her story the other day. She's like, so they told me it'd be gone by now, you know. And she's like, shit.
So funny. But I know for some people it goes away right away, and some people it doesn't.
Maybe it depends on your saliva count.
Yeah. I've also been really liking like little like dainty, you know, like the star.
So
or, like,
cute. Those actually like, start to.
Those are cute.
I think Kenzie has one, and she said it started to fade or something? Question mark. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a place in New York that does like semi-permanent tattoos. I forget the name. I saved it somewhere. That it's like. They last for like a year, so okay. If you're indecisive, you can kind of cool, right?
Still a needle. I'm interested.
I think so. Cool. I think it's like a semi-permanent ink that doesn't maybe go as deep, but it does. It doesn't like just wash away. Like you have it for a little bit, which is kind of interesting.
That is really interesting. So. Very cool. New York has everything. I'm so excited to be there, and just anything I want to eat at the touch of my finger. Like I just like. Think about that a lot. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. I know. You want Italian? You got it.
You got it.
Whatever. Sushi, you've got it.
You've got it. Wow. It's been 42 minutes and we haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet. Are you pumped?
We haven't. I am feeling pumped. Let's deep dive on girl chat.
Let's do it. Girl talk time. Hee.
Which I feel like it's interesting that we call these girl talk because these aren't necessarily like the things that I talk about with my friends. I mean, I've had these conversations with my friends, but it's not like this is our go-to, like what we talk about. I don't know about you and your friends, but
not necessarily, but every now and then we'll get into like TMI nights and it's so fun. It's like, wait, you have that too or you feel that way?
Yes,
it's the best, but it's not often and it should be because it'd be way more fun.
It's not
and
often.
It's just awesome to support each other, like girls support girls, baby. And maybe there's some guys listening to this and you'll learn a lot.
I feel the same way. Okay, so we're going to start off with body image.
Body, yada, yada.
I don't think that this should be particularly like triggering to anybody, but if you do want to skip ahead, like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Like just
a good old 10 minutes should be good.
Yeah, just while we talk about that stuff, because I know some people it could be.
Definitely. Because everyone has kind of just their own situation. So we don't want to, I don't know, trigger anybody.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I was thinking like, what are... Well, I would say currently. Let's start currently and then we'll
I like that.
Current relationship with our body. You know, when you're looking in the mirror, what are the go-to thoughts? How are you feeling?
I kind of touched on it earlier, but so for me personally, like, honestly, forever, always the thing I've been the most self-conscious about were my thighs. Like, no cap, my thighs.
No cap.
No cap. Like, and that's... thankfully, that's only, I've only really ever been very self-conscious of my legs. If you guys don't know what I look like, I'm 5'3". I'm more petite. But I have like a larger bottom. So with that sometimes comes like larger legs, if you will. And so I'm short. So I get really self-conscious because I feel like that's why I love wearing platform anything. Cause I just feel like it lifts my legs up and I feel more lean, more tall, whatever it may be. And I honestly love having curves. Like I thankfully have weirdly just like a way smaller waist. And I actually struggle with jeans a lot because I'll be like a 26 waist, but my hips do not fit that at all. So So I'm like a size like 28. So it's just like this weird thing. And it's something I've just always been self-conscious about because I like love a lot of my body, but I have literally always hated my thighs. I actively hate them. And last year around this time, I think because I was working out so much and maybe I had a little bit more muscle, I felt fine about it. But right now I just really hate them. Like I do not like to wear jean shorts. That's not my vibe.
And it's interesting because I obviously don't know, like, and I don't keep tabs on like exactly what, like, I just see you as Danielle, and I feel like that's the thing that we always have to remind ourselves is that our friends do not see us as detailed as we see ourselves. Yeah. Like no one does.
It's
like
so true.
It's so crazy because we look at ourselves with like this literally like a microscope, and everybody else is just like, yeah, like Danielle's Danielle, you know what I mean? But for us it's like, I feel like this area of my body isn't as toned as it normally is, or I feel like I've gained weight in this area, or like, you know, things like that. We're more focused on it, which I have to say I've seen. I mean, I have not noticed any particular difference. I'm sure realistically, honestly, you probably look the same, but I feel like you're just more hyper-focused on it.
I think that's what it is. I think I like, cause I like, do you ever do this? Like look at photos of you from like last year and be like, okay, like, do I look better? Do I look worse? And it's really hard to tell. And sometimes like, I don't know, like I feel fine. I just, it's something I've literally always been self-conscious with my whole life. And right now it's just a little bit extra. Also because we are heading into summer where we're going to be in bathing suits. So it's, and I don't know, it's just tough because, I mean, we've talked about it here at UGA. Like there are so many beautiful people. It's hard not to compare yourself. I mean, in New York, there's so many beautiful people too, but it's a little bit harder sometimes when it is with like a ton of people your age and we're going to start like going to the pool and it's like, it just sucks. So I don't know.
For some reason, I weirdly don't feel as self-conscious. Like that's kind of my journey with it. Like I felt way more self-conscious and things like that in college, I think. I think you're right. It's because you are surrounded by people your own age. And of course, it's like the social circles you plug yourself in. And like so many of my friends, we're just a different quote standard of beauty than I am. And I would always be trying to get myself to look like them when naturally my body's never going to look like that, you know?
It's genetics. And sorry to interrupt, you just made me realize it's so true in college. Like, you could be next to a freshman, like a little freshman girl. Our bodies are mature. Like, our bodies are maturing now. We're getting childbearing hips, you know? Like, we are maturing. Like, it's just normal. We're not always going to be like this figure that we were when we were 12 years old or something.
Exactly. I constantly think about that, or even looking back. I know that you said you did that. You're really not supposed to. They say you can only compare yourself to yourself, but even so, I don't like doing that because, yeah, I'm older now and a lot has changed physically. Like a lot has, I look different. My body's different because, yeah, I'm older now. And like you, they say that if you, wait, remember we, did we talk about it with Dr. P that if you do nothing, you'll just continue to gain weight over the years? Yeah, that was on our episode.
Yes, I forgot. Good reminder. I actually forgot about that.
Yes. Go listen to that one if you guys haven't.
So like good. If you like this episode, you'll love that episode.
Yeah. And we get into more details on like sex and bodily functions and like stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But she reminded us that even if you eat the same exact diet, like you're continuing like your calorie intake at whatever it is, you will gain weight. Like that is just how women are. I guess I'm speaking to women. I don't know if men are the same way. She spoke on just women, right? Now I'm like thinking about it. I'm like,
with body weight? She just talked about women. But we did talk about,
I think it's our hormones and things like that, right?
Yeah, we talked about men, but I don't know about this topic in particular. Not that I remember. But yeah, she was just saying like, you can't hate on yourself too much. It's just very natural.
Exactly. It's like the normal progression of life. Hey guys, it's Brooke, and I'm here to tell you about European Wax Center, which I just think is such a fitting partner considering what we talk about on the show, which is hair removal. and we love European Wax Center, so I'm so excited to talk about it. Here on Gals on the Go, you guys know we always strive to be our best, and when you visit European Wax Center, you get the best by the best. European Wax Center's certified wax specialists are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin, and bikini waxing is their particular specialty. They do over 7.5 million bikinis a year. With numbers like those, you know you're getting the best bikini service from the true bikini wax specialists. We talk about it in the episode, you guys. We just feel so much more confident when we're smooth down there and when we are freshly waxed. And Danielle and I have both been to European Wax Center. That's actually like where I go every time I get my waxes. I know the same goes for Danielle, because we trust them, because we know them. And they actually have this secret signature comfort wax. So it's a proprietary blend of beeswax, which is sourced from Europe, and other skin soothing ingredients that allow for just easy hair removal. It's a way less painful experience. And of course, safety and security has always been their priority, but now they've added enhanced health and hygiene measures for extra confidence and care. So European Wax Center is so confident you guys will love their services that they're offering all first-time guests their first wax free. Yeah, you heard that right. So visit waxcenter.com and book your reservation today. Your first wax is free. So yeah, I feel the same way. What's your honestly current, for me, my current status.
Your current go-to in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're good right now.
I'm pretty okay, honestly. I think it's good days and bad. And I think for me, I'm pretty happy with the current, like I kind of stopped weighing myself. I knew I lost like a certain amount of weight, like in the early of this year. And then I was like, I'm just going to live, like, and like not live and like go on whatever. But I've integrated, you know, working out into my weekly routine. And it's not what you might think in terms of like scheduling spin class or whatever, but I'm walking everywhere I need
walking
to go.
Walking slaps. I love walking.
Yes. Seriously. And like I try to do something, like move my body a little bit almost every day, or like I'll take like a Sunday off or if I'm like, you know, feeling really lazy. But you know what I mean? Like I'm just looking at it in a way more balanced way. I think I'm trying to compare myself less. I've honestly, which we can deep dive on this at another time, like social media, I muted a bunch of people that I was just like, this isn't healthy for me to look at and compare myself. And that's on me, of course. It's not that it's not their fault for triggering me. Like it's, you know, I recognized it and I was like, I'm going to do this for me.
I think that's great. You're actually inspiring me, because there's days I get down on myself. Like I'll cancel spin. I'm like, oh my gosh, like why'd you do that? Why can't I just go for an hour long power walk? Like you do that all the time and you look amazing recently. So I feel like, you're so right. Like you can just have this healthy balance, and then it makes you feel better about your body image, because you're like, I'm working, man. I feel good about what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. I'm like weird about it too, though, because no matter how much weight I lose, like my problem area, as you said, you're insecure, I guess, or not problem area, but that's
no,
not,
yeah,
for phrasing it that way, but
that is my problem area. Your insecurity, for me. Yeah,
your insecurity is your thighs. Mine has always been my stomach, and I look at my lineage, like my mom, my grandma, everybody. They all have that too. My mom always reminds me, she's like, that my grandma's sister was a size like 0 or 2 at some points, and she always had like a. I hate calling it a pooch, but like I love that word. But you know what I mean? Like carried like her, like had a little bit of a belly. And that makes me feel so much better, because I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like I'm not going to like sit here and be like, I'm killing myself in the gym or doing anything. But genetics plays such a role in it, you know? And I just try to focus on other areas of myself that I love or I'm proud of myself. Like I notice a difference in my face. I feel like I've lost some weight in my face, which really makes a difference. Thank you. Thank you. And that's more so like, what was important to me, or even just like upper body when I'm taking pictures, whatever. So I'm trying to focus less on those things that I don't love about myself so much. It's not that I quote like hate them or anything, but focusing on the good, trying to have a way more balanced relationship with it. I never want to be that friend that's like, no, I can't go to like this dinner or whatever because like I'm like on a diet or like whatever. I've never wanted to be that person.
No. And it's hard to do that too, and it's just like that's where I've always drawn the line, and you too. It's like I want to like have fun, and so I remind myself of that. Like Danielle, you wanted to go buy a box of Cheez-Its at Target. I literally went and bought a box of Cheez-Its at Target. I wanted Cheez-Its, like
as you should.
Yeah, and I think it's just a great life to live. And also I have something to say about weight, and I feel like you would I don't know if you agree actually, but like I have consistently weighed about the same. but I actually gain weight when I work out more because you're building muscle. Yeah. So for me, it's like, okay, cool. Like I lost some pounds. I probably like lost the muscle. So I don't really weigh myself a lot because it's for me, it's like how I feel and how I look. And when I feel my leg, if it's more like firm or if it's like not, you know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously weight does play a big role into things, but for us I feel like we're just kind of like managing, where some people like obviously they want to check the scale and take a look at everything, but I don't know, it's weight's an interesting thing, you know.
Yeah, some people like to use it as an indicator. I think when I was like in the beginning of the year, like I just, you know, did a mental check and I was like, hey, I have some weight to lose. I've never been a very muscular person. I don't know if this is like really bad to admit, like, nor has that ever really been my goal. Like it's just, and I know it's great to be I know it's great to like have a lot of muscle on you, like to be a healthy person. But for me, it was just like, hey, I probably like have some pounds to lose. And I noticed them coming off, you know what I mean? When I started to change my lifestyle, but then I stopped weighing myself because I was like, now that I'm in this range where I'm probably going to be within 5 pounds of this comfortably for, if I just continue that's this lifestyle.
I guess that's a better way to word it. Once you're in that range, why bother? You know, and I'm thankful.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
And I feel like it's determining that for yourself. I used to begrudge people who like, you know, would sit there and like count calories or whatever and be like, that's toxic and that's unhealthy, or like to weigh yourself all the time. But at the same time, like, without sounding cheesy, different strokes for different folks. Like, but seriously though, because that might be to you, that might be like a great way of living. Like I don't begrudge you for that. You know, I'm not going to probably do that for the rest of my life. But at the same time, like when I was actively, like I said, like trying to like take a hold of things, I was. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. I guess I meant it more like that. Like, it depends on what point
I get it,
you're
though.
In
the
your
number
process.
Is a joke. The number is an absolute joke.
Well, because also,
yeah,
like,
it tells you nothing.
I weigh the same as my friend, but she's like, you know, like it's just like it depends on where your weight is distributed, and like they, or like my friend that's definitely a lot slimmer than me, but she's so much taller than me, like weighs a lot more. You know what I mean? Like it's just different.
Yes.
Like why are we comparing numbers is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know. That's never been like my main goal. But if you are actively working on a progress and there's a goal you want to hit, like totally.
Yeah. So I think it's whatever makes you feel comfortable. Weight is kind of a BS.
One thing that I don't know how I want to be comfortable in it one day, but like when I'm naked, I'm just like, nah, like I'm not like a,
you're not,
I'm not confident in it. I just like, I don't know. I'm not like, like, oh my God, who is she? Like when I'm naked, I just like want to get in the shower and then put a towel. I don't know. I've never been super confident in my like nude body, but I'm not like, oh my God, the lights need to be off. Like nothing like that. But I don't know. What do you think about that? Or do you just not care?
No, it's that relationship has improved a lot too. That's I used good. To literally dread being naked and like, you know, just not like it at all. And then I think, I don't know if it was like living alone or whatever, which is so weird. And like, I used to dread standing in front of a mirror because I would just like stand there and pick myself apart. Mm-hmm. But instead of that now, I took some time, which I guess this is like kind of like weird to admit, but like really to like sit and like be comfortable with myself, which I know this is hard to do if you have roommates or if you live at home or whatever. Cause I mean, I guess, yeah, you could like do it in the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
But I used to be so uncomfortable by that like alone time with myself to like just stare and like be by myself. But now I'm like, I feel like it actually helped.
That's
a lot.
So great. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And that kind of came with age. And of course, then I could sit there and compare myself and be like, God, I look nothing like these IG models. But at the same time, no, I don't. But like,
not a lot of people do, one, and it's so unrealistic.
And there's no one to compare myself to. I'm like, I'm sitting
you're
here and
you.
I'm like, and like, I used to be not even insecure, but I considered getting a breast reduction. I was really insecure about that. And recently I've like come into myself even with that. I'm like, God, I am like, I have boobs. Like that is like,
that's,
it's great.
That's a great,
you know, like,
thing.
It's like the feminine energy. Like, yeah, I really am here for it. So I think it's learning to like sit with yourself and I know that process sounds really uncomfortable. And I, like I said, I used to be like, oh, like that's so cringe, like to sit and like do that. Cause when you really think about like me alone in my apartment on like a Thursday night, like staring in my full body mirror, but
it's good to do. It does. I'm going to try that after I get a shower. Like
you should power pose, like, or not even that, but just like look at yourself from other angles. Because I think we sit there and we like look at ourselves, like not pose, just kind of like shoulders down.
Better
like, stand with confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand with confidence. Start feeling yourself.
Fake it till you
honestly
make it.
I don't know if this was weird. I really hope no one in my family's listening. I I literally just buy it for myself. I love the way I look in like matching underwear sets. Like,
yeah, it's cute.
I don't want to call it lingerie.
It is. No, I love like sometimes if I'm just like wearing a little lingerie set, it's fun. It's cute. And matches.
That is when I feel my most confident probably. How about you?
Yeah.
In clothes.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. It's like, oh, damn. It was shade. Like, it's fun. Yeah. So maybe you guys should try that. I don't know.
It takes time though. I will say it's not like an overnight thing where you just wake up and you're like, God, I'm like hot AF. It's like, and I have good days and bad too, just like everybody else.
Oh yeah. There's some days, like especially if I just got a spray tan or if I'm tan from the beach or whatever, I'm like, okay, yes. Like, I look good naked. And then when I'm like not very tan, I don't know, maybe that's what it is. I'm always way more confident, like 10 times more confident in my body if I'm tan. I feel like everyone could agree. But I also have like friends that like just are always naked. Like they'll just like get naked in front of whoever, and I've just never been like that.
I've not been like that, I will say.
Not judging, been like that literally at all, body positivity, but like I don't know, I have a couple friends like they'll just strip or like, I don't know, you know what I mean, like I've just never been
I
like
think
that.
That has to do with like how you were raised. Like I wasn't maybe raised in like a quote like naked, like not a naked household community. But like no, you know, some people's parents are way more like I don't know, we've always just been a like you do your thing and like
yeah, I guess I was kind
of weren't like that.
No, my mom would just run around naked. Here I go. I don't know,
Michelle. See, I wasn't. That's mm-hmm. so interesting. Like we were always like, no, put on clothes, like that's weird. Yeah.
Oh no, my family was very open with that stuff. I think it's just me. I don't know,
maybe it's not then. I don't know, that was my theory.
No, like, I think you're probably right, but maybe it's not like your parents, it's just like who you were around, you know, maybe it was your friends.
Yes,
maybe my friend's friends always just I don't know. But my friend,
I still am weird when I'm changing around people. I don't know like what the protocol is. I like kind of like turn my back to everybody, so I'm not like woo, like
same. But then other people are just like, whatever, like let's have a full-on conversation eye to eye, and I'm like, okay, I won't look down, like you know what I mean.
I know because I feel the same, and it's like I am comfortable in my body, and like it's not even about that, but it's more so like I just, you get in your head about it then, because I don't know, I'm like, ugh.
I know, I always like turn around, I'm just like, let me, but I'll like if someone sees my butt, whatever, like I'm not gonna like throw my body in their face.
Totally. I think it's just because we are the most confident. I don't know if you agree with this, like I'm the most confident when I'm alone, because I have nothing,
no one to else compare there.
Like it's just me, it's like hell yeah, and I could do whatever the heck I want. I want to ask you a question about bathing suits, because I know we kind of a little bit mm-hmm. talked about that, and we're going into summer.
So,
and you live in a bikini in the summer, so I need your tips.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's as the summer, like the first few weeks of summer, I'm like hella like self-conscious, like whatever. But then when I just start saying like F it, like, and then I get a little bit tanner, I just feel better. And I don't know why, I just feel like I'm more active in the summer, so it makes me feel better. It's for me, it's all about mindset. Like if I know I'm actively just more active, I feel better about my body. But I am that person to like go to the pool and like keep my jean shorts on until literally I have to like get it, you know what I mean? But it's also, this is something, well, I guess this is, we could talk about this in a little, but I actually am very self-conscious about my bikini line.
Ah, that's like, I never knew that about you.
Yeah, so I think that's a mixture of like,
I never noticed, if I'm being honest. We've done like several beach trips.
Yeah, so, like, well, it's not like like I groom it, but it's like I have had such a problem with bikini bumps, and I just feel like it's the,
so does everyone.
I know, but everyone says that, but I like, and this might sound weird, but I'll like, you know, like I've seen my friends in bikinis and I don't notice it, you know what I mean? And so, but for me, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I exfoliate, I do all the things. I just got a Billy razor. I mean, maybe it's a little bit better, but it's, I don't know why. It's something I've always been really self-conscious about. And so when I really, like, I'm about to have a week of, like, being in the bikini, I'm like, okay, I need to get, like, a wax. Because it does, yeah. But I hate doing that. But, like, that's when I do feel the most confident. So I don't know. Maybe I need to do that because it just makes me feel a little bit better. But it's like, oh, the standards, the everything. But yeah, sorry, that was a long rant. I don't mind being in a bathing suit, but mm-hmm. the first few weeks are a little bit hard, I think. And then once summer, really midsummer, I'm like, okay, whatever.
It just goes to show everybody has their mm-hmm. thing. Like for me, I've hated being in a bathing suit because of my stomach. Like, and I wear the shorts too, but I wear the high waisted shorts that like cover my stomach. So
that's,
I'm
so
like,
interesting.
Oh, like I'm tucked in, like whatever. I had a really bad relationship with summer / like bathing suit season for the past like however many years, so I'm hoping that this summer it's a little bit better.
Just, I think it will be
confidence and stuff. Thank you. I'm trying. In college and stuff, it was always literally just the worst because Georgia is a very big pool culture.
Yeah,
like you know, you go to people's, like, my junior year, we lived in an apartment complex that had a pool, and it was like the spot to go.
Oh, the Mark pool is the place.
The spot. Like, everyone goes there, and it's like you don't go in the pool and like swim around. I mean, some literally people do, I guess, but it's like
drinking
and a party spot in a bathing suit. And I was like, this is literally the death of me. Not only am I bloated from drinking, I have to be drunk. I have to, you know, be in a bathing suit, which is my biggest insecurity. Like, it just was everything combined into one that I was like, I hate this. I would make up like wild excuses or try to like get around it and wear, you know, funky bathing suits that I was like, this kind of looks like a shirt. It doesn't really look like a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I think you just have to find what makes you comfortable. I've started in the most recent few years, like buying brands that cater more to a larger chest, because for the longest time I would try to like fit into, you know, the brands that everybody was wearing. And I was like, they don't fit double D's or triple D's. Like they just don't. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
It's funny you say about the UGA thing, because I was actually just thinking, like, I have been to my pool like twice.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, I think it's also because of COVID. We haven't had these like big, season, sadly. But yeah, I thankfully skipped out on that because I'm the same way, like, especially in the spring. It's like, dude, I haven't even had time to like tan, or I'm still on my workout grind. Like, it's not summer yet. I don't want to go in the pool. Improving yourself starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. That means making time to fit yourself in every day, managing your stress, and focusing on your sleep so you feel more energized and refreshed. Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Like, what the heck? That's awesome. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and mind. Right now, you get a 6-month trial of Premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Mother's Day coming up, this could be a great gift for your mom. Honestly, my mom would probably love this. Or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself. Visit fitbit.com and check it out.
It's so crazy that just the difference though in like the connotation of like clothes without clothes, because like I remember when I was in college and I would go to these darties where you knew you were going to see everybody from school. I would put on a cute outfit and I felt so confident, and I was like, wow, I actually feel like one of the most, because I, you know, you have time to get your outfit together. Everyone's looking cute. Everyone shares clothes. Oh, like it's really nice.
Saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think about how confident I felt at that versus how my confidence is in like just like a general bathing suit, or even literally as simple as like going to the beach with like 5 friends. I hate it. Like there's something about it.
Like walking from the sand to the ocean is my least favorite thing ever. Or getting out of the ocean and walking out and everyone's looking at you and you're like, oh my God, I literally hate it.
Taking pictures.
Oh,
I
it's just the whole thing.
Some people just can effortlessly do it. And I have to think about everything, the lighting, whatever. I feel like I have, which is so normal, like, can we normalize this? Like, I probably have a little bit of like, I don't want to call it like cellulite, but I'm not, like I said, my stomach, not only is it not toned, but it's like you could just tell that it's like a little I don't know,
I have cellulite, I guess, in my thighs. It's like there's lines. You mean like the white lines?
No, because I have those on my thighs. I feel like those are more like stretch marks.
Yeah,
maybe?
Oh, stretch marks, sorry, stretch marks.
I got stretch marks really bad on my boobs freshman year, and I had to use like stretch mark cream. I've never talked about this. I don't even think I told my mom this, because I was gaining weight and my boobs were blowing up, and I was like, what the fuck is
sorry,
happening?
The way
like,
you said,
no,
that.
Seriously. No, it is funny because
that's so interesting.
No, I mean, I'm thankful that like that's, I guess, an area that that's an area that when I gain and lose weight, like I show it a lot in my boobs, and I just never said anything because I thought it was like so weird and so like random that I was dealing with that. But like normalize that. Yeah. And that happens to people. I mean, I know people like gain weight and like it goes to like their hips and their butt. And like that was never me. It was always like my boobs. But isn't that interesting?
That is really interesting. It goes to show everyone's weight distributes differently in different areas. Yeah. Like it's so weird. And there's no like perfect formula, unfortunately. Otherwise, everyone would be doing it. So
yeah, but this summer we're going to go into it with positive vibes. We'll keep you guys on the journey.
Definitely. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll feel a little bit better about all of that stuff.
Yeah, so like I was saying, we'll transition into our next topic, which is hair. We talked about the
hair
the musical. I think that is a musical name. I don't really know. We were talking about like bikini lines, whatever, and hair in general is just – it's such a double standard. What, guys can be so hairy and girls have to be naked mole rats? Like, I'll just never understand.
I can't.
And it's not. Like, it's totally a personal preference. Like, I'm at, like, I haven't shaved my legs in, like, days. And I've been around Ryan. I don't care. Like, it's my,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, very spiky. But, like, so what? It's so exhausting. Like, you know, the shower when you have to do everything. Yeah. It's, like, a freaking 45-minute situation. And it's, like, frustrating. I think it just comes down to what you feel comfortable and confident in. But for me, my most self-conscious hair situation would be my bikini line. And my armpits. My armpits are, like, dark. Like, I'll shave them.
So
and then I'll, like, take a photo and I'm like, I literally shaved them an hour ago. Why do they look like that?
It's because we're Italian baby.
Girly. It's true. Yes. It's so true.
I will say that's the one place where I've been getting laser and it has helped a little. I'm only on like session 3, but that's where I the only place in my body where I've done laser so far. Okay. I might do my bikini line as well, but I'm like insecure about getting naked.
Literally, I get that.
Do you think about that ever?
Oh, yeah. When I get spray tans, I it's like a girl and you're usually supposed to get nude. I like wear my underwear, like a really small.
I do too. When I used to go to
Brightbar
in Boston, I would always wear my underwear. But also, like, I feel like that's more normal because it's like an opening to your body. So, like, you could totally.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want it on my vagine. Like, I don't want.
Yeah. That's weird.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Like, I just feel like, no. I think like 9 out of 10 people do wear their underwear unless you like are wearing something like that has a line.
Yeah. Maybe. I think maybe when people are like going to the beach, they're like, they don't want a different line, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and I get that. I get that.
Anyways,
I also used.
Sorry, I feel like.
Yeah. No. So I started doing the underarm laser thing, and I feel like I've seen an improvement in like that. Even just the concept of like going kind of improves my confidence. That was a big thing for me too. Like the shadow,
If I was perfectly shaved.
Yep. I would get some bumps under my arms too, which is funny.
Yeah, I
guess
too.
I would get some on my bikini line too, but it never really like.
I know I do.
I never really thought. I didn't think about it too much. Yeah, if I'm doing a big beach trip, I do a wax just to feel like more confident. Actually, thinking about like my trip coming up, I might do a wax.
Well, the thing with the wax is too. I'm just going off. You have to grow it out a certain amount before, and sometimes I don't have that time to like. It's just a whole.
I get it because when it's in the in between phases, that's when it gets a little.
Yeah.
And obviously do what you want. I'm going to be honest here. Like there were times of my life when I would like knew I was like, I'm not talking to anyone. Oh, nothing is ever happening. And it grows without the concept of it ever being taken. Like, you know, not never being taken care of, but I was like, there's no, like literally it's just for me. So what's the point?
Like when I was long distance with my like last boyfriend, like there'd be like, you know, a couple months. I'm like, well, whatever. It was like winter time. Who cares? Oh God.
I feel that. I mean, I get that way with my legs too. I'll like sometimes like a week and a half, 2 weeks will go by and I'll be like, dang, like I actually I mean in the summer I guess it's more on my mind. Or there's the times when I'm like rushing out the door and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to shave, and then I have to do like a dry shave. It's like terrible.
And then, like,
I
get you start bumpy. Bleeding. Do you ever have that? And you're like,
yep. It happened the other day. I was like, sorry, my knee is bleeding. I dry shaved. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's blood. You're like in the elevator and there's blood gushing down your knee. Sometimes you don't feel it and then you see it later and you're like, that's a surprise.
And then it just doesn't heal well. I know. It's like I should have just like left it.
Yeah,
it's
like
fine.
At that point, I get that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I used to be kind of insecure about the hair on my upper lip. I don't know about you if you've dealt with this.
I like... don't unless someone talks about it, and then I'm like, oh my God, you know what I mean, like someone mentions
do you use it. Okay, so I used to pay to get it waxed in like high school and stuff because I would just go to like my nail place and I would get my eyebrows and my lip wax. Like my mom would go there too, like it was just super easy. And what was it, like $8?
Yes,
it was kind of painful.
I just got my eyebrows waxed at the nail salon for $8. It's funny you said that.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
But
they look good.
Thanks. Yeah, I hadn't gotten them waxed since 2020, so it was about time. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I go to European Wax Center actually for brows.
Oh, they do a great job. Fact. They do the whole, like, they do a great job with all their waxes, truly.
Yeah. Do you? Now I, like, only go every, like, now and again. I don't really go, like, a ton because I would rather them be thicker than thinner. Anyways, I use the facial razor.
Yeah.
Do you use those?
The one from Amazon.
Tinkle.
Tinkle.
Yeah.
Tinkle.
And I noticed the other day, because I hadn't done it in a while and I hadn't reordered them, but I looked in my close-up mirror and that's the only time that I noticed it.
Yeah.
But and it's so it really goes to show you're the only person who really notices it on yourself. But then once I noticed, it became
biggest thing.
The focus. And then I ordered them and I was like, wait, they're not coming for another 3 days. But I was like, I felt so insecure. So it just goes to show. Like,
oh yeah, those close-up mirrors do you dirty. I don't own one. I do not. I refuse.
It's impressive.
I have one that's like from Vanity Planet. It's like a, but do you have like a magnified one? Is that weird?
Yes, oh, yes, I stopped. I have a simple human.
My mom has one. So sometimes I'll be in her bathroom. I'm like, why did I just do that to myself?
Oh my gosh, that was like the thing in college. I gifted Maddie Mariah the one from Costco because I like they would always come into my room and use it, and like when they were doing their eyebrows. So yeah,
so thoughtful.
It's not like the worst. The worst, I kind of like. I think that it's a good way to do your makeup, especially in low lighting situations. But yeah, you definitely look at every pore and you're like,
oh. Yeah, literally, and you're like, oh, the pores are the worst. Like, grosses me out. I'm like, ew, all those holes.
I know, I feel the same way. But, so yeah, I feel the pressure to get waxed though too. I think everybody does, but at the same time, it's your truth. Also, you hear, I don't do things for men. I really don't at all. I do it for myself. Now I'm not sexually active, but I am shaving because I wear leggings without underwear, and I don't want there to be prickles coming, like for my own comfort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's why I like to wear underwear with everything. So it's like weird for me.
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, some. And like I said, it's not for men, but I've heard men have different preferences. So at the same time, if you're going to go into it with the intention to like be like, oh, like I know guys like a clean shave. No, that's not like, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think you got to live for whatever makes you comfortable. But I get it though. Cause like if I was being intimate with someone and like I hadn't taken care of my situation down there, like it just wasn't even like.
Yeah. And the thing
I might not feel the most confident.
And I think also like I've heard in like movies or I've had heard friends in passing say like, oh my God, like he made a comment, but I've never experienced that. I doubt you have either. Like
same. Never.
Oh my God. Like it's too hairy. Like literally never.
What? I would be like,
okay, you're hairy. Like let's chat about that, you know.
Yes. Well, guys have like different insecurities. They have like chest hair and like back hair, and like
that is
actually
true.
Like, different types of
back hair. Yeah. Oh my God, imagine.
I know someone who got laser on their back hair. I'm not gonna say who, but
a guy, yeah. Or a girl. So,
a guy.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, imagine. I don't think girls get back hair, right?
I don't think so, but I guess every body is different. Like I have quite a bit of arm hair, and I know some girls don't struggle with that at all.
Oh,
even
yeah.
My mom, I hold my arm up to her. She's like, I've never thought about it. I'm like, whoa, I feel like mine's like pretty thick with multiple seams.
Yeah, well,
but
that's
I don't like I live with
I
it.
Gave it. I shaved my arms because of that. But that was also I think I've talked about this. It was when I was in middle school, and I just don't really want to go back. Like a guy made a comment, and I shaved my arms that night.
I hate men.
I hate men. But when he
loves me. I'm kidding. No, I know. It's well, also they make the comments when they're young. Like when they grow up, they know better say something
and
like that.
He wasn't even talking about me. He was just like arm hair on girls in general, and I immediately was like, so
I had a similar situation where a guy said
we did have this conversation.
Yes. Which it's like the only time a man would ever say that is like middle school, high school age. Like if you're saying it past that age, like you need to actually like seek evaluation, because the fact that you care that much is bizarre, because girls could nitpick so many things about
guys'
a
legs
and their grooming style.
Like, guys' legs are so hairy, they're forest, and I don't say anything.
Yeah.
I let it be. Actually, I think I said this before, Ryan's like not hairy, like it's weird.
Yeah, you did.
He's like a swimmer, I swear, or something.
And I mean, we could nitpick men's grooming habits, so like we don't need to go there, but it just goes to show there is a double standard. I think you just need to do whatever makes you comfortable. Like I said, I do it for I literally live my life for me at this point. I'm like, hey, I had a dark shadow under my arms, I'm gonna get that lasered, but I'm gonna leave my arm hair and I'm gonna like shave down there because I wear leggings. Like that,
yeah, fine. You know, it's so true. It's like whatever works for your preferences, your lifestyle. Like everyone's got different lifestyles, so I don't know. I think you do you, and I think a lot of people are at that moment right now in their lives as well.
Agreed.
Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. As for tech, there's a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Design, they have LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. Wow. And they have user profiles plus 10.2-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Wow. This car just looks absolutely stunning, chic, all of the things. You guys know I'm a big SUV gal myself. The Hyundai Tucson seems absolutely amazing and a great find if you're looking for a new SUV. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Do you want to talk a little bit about heartbreak?
Heartbreak. Yeah, I was actually at dinner the other night. My friend was like, let's go around the table and talk about our biggest heartbreak. And it was like,
really?
I know, it was at Polly's. And she was like, we were getting dinner. And she was like, let's talk about heartbreak. I was like, damn, heartbreak sucks.
What? And everyone just went around and talked about it?
Yeah, like let's, like, some of them have gotten broken up with. It's not a flex, but I haven't been broken up with. I mean, I've been rejected by
guys. That is a flex. Danielle, that's a flex.
I've been rejected by guys, but in relationships, I've only...
Okay.
It's been mutual. Actually, pretty much all of them were mutual. So, all of them. All the other two. So, where am I going with this? Oh, but my... Like, I talk about, like, my biggest heartbreak was, like, when my last boyfriend and I broke up, because it was... I mean, there was a ton of things, but the biggest thing was literally distance. And that is so hard when it's like, sometimes you just have to be selfish for yourself and be like, this is just not going to work. Like, I'm not happy. Or there's rejection. Like, early in college, after my last boyfriend and I broke up, I had a major crush on this boy. Like, I was obsessed with him, and I took him on, like, date nights and stuff, but he never took me on his. But I was like, oh, but then he would always text me, want to hang out. And he just didn't like me like that. He totally friend-zoned me, and it was the hardest thing ever. Like, it literally sucked so bad. It's like, sometimes you're like, what's wrong with me? But sometimes it's just, you might not be their type, or they don't see you that way, but it sucks.
I've watched this one TikTok of this guy who, he's like a dating coach or whatever, and he said that this could be totally like a lie, but it was like that guys see girls in like one of three categories, like the friend – the like will hook up with you but not interested in dating you, and the like will hook up with you and will date you.
Wow. And I was like, that's so
I
true.
Hate all men.
Yeah, that really sucks.
But it's, and I get it, that's my big thing with it, like it sucks in the moment or whatever, but at the same time, like, you've rejected people.
Yeah,
I've rejected people, true. So I have to remind myself that it's like almost like the circle of
like you, everyone's on that other side at some point. I know what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Because I find it so easy to like get down in the dumps when I'm rejected again. And for me, it's like, it seems like it's time and time again. And because I think I also just have like a really big heart, and like it's very open. And I don't know. I think I let people in too close, like too soon, which we could deep dive on that. But then I have to remind myself that I've been in the other person's position too, and I've rejected several that I can think of. And it's not because they aren't great guys. They are, but it's just like,
you didn't have the spark. Like,
I don't want to make out with them.
Yeah. And that's,
and honestly,
the problem.
And it's so, so valid and important. I find it interesting because you guys know I've never been in like a serious long-term relationship, and I still think I've faced heartbreak many a times. I mean, like one major time comes to, mind. Mm-hmm. And they'll break your heart, and then they'll follow you in Clubhouse.
Yes. Dude, that was crazy.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Anyways.
Great. Love that for you.
But I actually do really think that you don't need to be, because I felt insecure about that too, that I was like, it wasn't like this huge, like you're dumped, like situation, major breakup. But I was like, I still feel like so deeply sad and heartbroken.
Yeah.
I think you're entitled to feel however you want to feel.
And you're going to have to feel it for a little. It's so easy to be like, oh, like my friend the other day, like thought like they broke up and then they got back to their next day. But they were like going around, like, oh, I don't care. Like I never liked them anyways. Like some people just try and like deal with it differently.
Play it off.
But
yeah.
Like, dude, you loved them and you enjoyed your time with them, and they do mean a lot to you. Like, don't like not validate those feelings, because in a way it helps you get over it faster. Because if you just try and push it back, like, oh, I'm fine. Like, let's go out tonight. Like, let's rally. Like, F all people. It doesn't work like that. It'll bite you back later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see you put on here, Danielle, it's a part of the process. And I always have to remind myself that, because, I mean, it's literally sucks. And I am there right now, right there with you guys. And I'm like, not even a heartbreak, but I'm just like, I talked about this with Danielle, like feeling discouraged or whatever it is. And I know that it is part of the process. And it's like, everybody knocks it out of their park on their first try, and it is a different story. Everyone's like story with that sort of stuff is different for everybody, but it added to your story is what I remind myself.
I love that.
No matter how long term or how short term or how fleeting it was or whatever, like, it's a part of you now, and you learned something or you felt something. Mm-hmm. So moving forward,
I love that. It's so true. Like, it's just It's a part of your story. It's a part of the process. Like, each date you go on with someone, like, you're learning more about yourself and what you want. So, and, like, I mean, Brooke will tell me, she'll be like, oh, yeah, he was great, but, like, this. And it's kind of, like, really annoying, and you try to push past it, but it's like, oh, wait, I'm actually really happy that didn't work out because I really didn't like that about him, you know?
Exactly. Or that thing ended up, like, actually being a problem where I wanted it to just be, like, not a problem, right, but then it comes up again and you're like, wait, that's actually like a problem.
Yeah, like, oh, it's actually a favor to you. Like, at the end of the day, heartbreaks are
you're so right.
Because, like, you look back
and you're like, the amount of times that it didn't work out with someone, I'm so distraught. But then a year or two, or even sometimes shorter, hopefully you could look back and be like, it would have never worked for XYZ reasons. Or
your biggest heartbreak that you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were with them.
I can't. You probably, I literally can't.
There's so many things that you wouldn't be right now. I don't even know if you'd be in New York right now. So
I know. And I would sad. Just be like, it's amazing to look back on those things and how, I mean, you just do have to trust the process of, like, believe everything happens for a reason. And definitely. I know it's hard sometimes, like, for me. Like I said, I'm not
so hard.
Trust me. Oh, God, I get down on it. But I do like to see it as like, what do they say? Like, the universe questions are like, yes, no, yes, something better is coming. Like, oh, you know, like they say something say. Like, mm-hmm. the universe gives you answers to things.
Yeah. And they're,
and I do believe that it's like a, something better is coming.
Definitely.
Sort of answer.
It's discouraging though, of course. And you're like, gosh, like, will I ever find that one? But we're literally only in our 20s. Like, it is going to be okay. But it is so easy to get down, and everyone does. And that's a fact. And it'll happen. But it's a blessing and a curse at the same time when you feel those feelings.
Feel that. Normalize feeling sad after heartbreak and not having to
bounce back right
numb
away.
The pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numbing the pain is terrifying. Like, I've been around people who are, oh, God, it's scary. And I'm not judging, but it's a little scary.
I don't,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, no. Like,
I have to move on right away to get over him. And I'm like, girl, like, it's been a day.
Yeah, like, you get, like, that text. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, we just broke up. Let's hit the town. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's quite scary.
Oh, no.
Everyone feels in their different ways, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, those were the, like, major topics. And then we wanted to do some questions.
Oh, we can, guys, like, yeah.
Rapid fire through these
questions. You guys really got down and deep.
You did. We asked you on our Instagram, so at Gals on the Go podcast.
We got a whole lot of questions about
a mixed bag, but yeah, a lot were about
sex, baby. Let's talk about
you and me.
Let us know if you guys want us to do a whole episode on this. I don't know if I'm ready yet, but, like,
I know, me neither. When we're together, maybe we can, like, do it.
Be more comfortable.
We might have to have some drinks.
1,000%. Like, definitely. Oh my God, I cannot wait till we're recording together. That's just, like, a whole thing.
Me too. The problem with that is that I just don't feel qualified to, like,
same.
At least
I have
give
little
advice.
Experience. Like, yeah, I agree. We can make it more of, like, a funny, like, let's chat about, like, the awkwardness of it or something.
Yes.
I don't have advice.
Yes. Or maybe share other people's stories too.
Ooh,
so that it's not
all just us, like, exposed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Because it's not like that. We're also, like, that's not going to be our podcast. Like, you guys know.
There's,
like,
other
we're not
podcasts
really...
for that. Yeah.
Totally. And I listen to it.
I do too.
Great and, like, super, very helpful. But I think people want to hear it from, like, a, you know, not the expert's perspective, because we're just very, like, I don't want to say relatable, but, like, real, like, you know, we went through the college thing too. Like, we're not out here like, this is how you ride that D. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, first you got to do this, then turn around, then spin it up, and I don't even know.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, I can't even give you guys, like, that content.
I do. I have
it,
my
so.
Three or four little go-tos,
yeah.
And that's it.
Oh.
Oh. No.
Well, on that note, Danielle, you don't have to get, like, too detailed, but how do you – I'm sure that when you're in a long-term relationship, like what you've been in for 2 years, like, things could not even just – I'm not even just talking about, like, sexual stuff. But I just mean the relationship in general. Like, things might get kind of mundane.
Yeah.
Or not mundane, because I'm sure you're not bored of each other, but
no,
repetitive.
It's true. Like, I think it depends on the type of people in the relationship. Like, there are people who are just so comfortable with their life and their lifestyle, and they're fine to, you know – come home from work, watch a movie, go to bed. Like, I feel like there are people, but I am not like that. And exactly. I am someone, you know how I feel about magic. Like, I like to keep the magic alive in holidays.
And you like spontaneity. Mm-hmm. You love, like, the surprise, like, picnic. Yeah. Like, you're like that.
I want you to continue to pursue me. And that is, like, a problem sometimes in our relationship. I mean, Ryan's amazing, but sometimes I'll be like, wait, like, I want you to plan something again. Like, when we first started dating, he would literally, like, plan these insane things. And obviously, as you keep dating, like, that just doesn't happen. But I think there was a time where I would, like, be hoping he would, like, have these ideas. And he does have these amazing ideas sometimes. But sometimes I need to, like, tell him, like, hey, like, let's do something different tonight. And he's like, you're so right. And he's like, let's go bowling. You know, like, whatever it is, like, I think it's just you have to be very aware of it. And for me in our relationship, that's kind of me, like, hey, let's do something different today. Or the other day we talked about this. I was like, I'm going to go to Atlanta for the day if you want to come. And he was like, yeah. And we did something that we've never done before. So I think it's just being aware of it and just, like, having fun with it. And just you have to be open.
I like that. And I feel like it has to be a both party thing where, like, you have to probably bring it up, I'm sure, because I would imagine.
Brought up. Like, because then you just get comfortable.
Yes. I mean, you always see the stuff about how, like, men aren't mind readers.
They're not.
Like, they don't. They're not just going to be like, you can't telepathically just be like, I want to switch it up. Like, you need to, like, be open about that and, like, or suggest things. I feel like that also translates probably to the other energies, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, with that, I don't have a lot to say. I don't know. I think that's just, like, also because we're in college and it's just, like, we're both busy with school and then it's like, oh, we'll hang out night, watch movie. Like, there's nothing. I think that's, like, maybe, like, even a little bit more of a mature thing. Like, once you get
it is,
like, I'm sure, like, you know, like, in a couple years, it's just like, I don't know, as you grow up then it's like, okay, we really need to, like, not just do this every time or whatever it may be.
Yeah. I think also when you're young, there, I mean, I'll just, like, say this. I really hope no one in my family is listening anymore.
I know. For the love of God, I hope not. That's a given. Oh, my God.
Totally. You don't even know, like, what you want in sex. Mm-hmm. Like, and in when you're I really just kind of started figuring that out in the past year, in my 23rd year of life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And guys
what
like it when you're like, I want this. And they're like, oh,
exactly. But you don't even know yet. Like, you're still so new to that journey. I mean, maybe people aren't, or maybe people are still not in that phase. Like, I think everybody's timeline with that comes differently. And I don't even think it's an age thing per se. I think it's just where you're at. And I think, but I do think even in talking to my friends and stuff, friends that have been in serious relationships, like, still don't know what they particularly want. Because you just do get into a routine of it. And in college, it's kind of like simple and like
it's you get it done. You're not, and it's kind of messed up, honestly.
Yeah, but I think as you get older, you're willing to put in the work to kind of switch things up, or you're more confident, so you're more vocal about what you want, and you're more. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, layers to it. Definitely. So I think,
and I think it is. It gets it, like you said, about being vocal. I've in the past I've been, like, nervous to speak up about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, you'll enjoy it 10 times more if you say something, you know, or like, it's like, totally. Hey, like, that doesn't feel, oh my God, this is kind of graphic. Here I go. But, or it was a TikTok I saw. I don't know if I said it to you.
Oh, okay. That's
so it's good. Not me, but it was a TikTok. It was really funny though. It was this guy and he was like, when you realize you've been rubbing her left flap for like a year, you, like, not even where you're supposed to be. And I was dying. Like, all the comments were like, dude, like, same, or like, oh gosh, I always thought, like, when it's like literally on their skin.
Yes,
they have no idea.
And if you're not telling them, then how are they supposed to know? Yeah, like, once again, they're not mind readers. But I feel the same way about, like, I want someone to tell me what they like, because I don't know. I don't feel 100%
confident. I just remembered Alan, sorry.
Oh my God.
Our producer. So love you. Sorry.
I'm so sorry, Alan. No, but seriously, I'm not a mind reader either, though. Like, so I can only do, once again, like, what is, or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't
what
know.
What I know.
Yeah. Like, we are.
Yeah.
Like, all you know we're is not what mind you readers. Know, and, like, vice versa.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know, like, unless they say, hey, like, that actually kind of hurts or whatever. Like, you don't know. And it's a little embarrassing and awkward sometimes, exactly. But you gotta have the combo.
Yeah, so I think we're still figuring it out, but I think that it does come with, like, age and experience, and that's the pro of getting more experience and getting after it. So
getting after it,
right? Yeah. Is that you figure out, like, what you like, and that's, like, a major part of life.
Yeah. Gosh, cool. Wow, really getting after it in this episode. This is the most I've ever said an episode, for sure.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I'm happy that we're hour and 30 minutes in.
No, oh, and I think that, yeah, I'm glad we're deep in. Yeah.
At this point, tuned out, hopefully.
Hopefully my father is just simply not listening.
We're going to tell them not to listen to this episode.
Big text.
Okay.
Apartments.com knows that we've been doing everything from home lately. Working from home, exercising from home, schooling from home, breakfast, lunch, and dinnering from home, wishing we were anywhere else on the planeting from home. But with all that extra time we've had inside our homes, we've gained a newfound appreciation for making sure our place is the right place for us. That's where Apartment.com comes in. You guys know I'm planning to move to New York City this coming fall, and I've been on this website far too much. It's so exciting. It's so fun. Apartments.com has the most rental listings across apartments, houses, townhomes, and condos, as well as powerful search tools, so it's easy to find that special somewhere that offers exactly what you need. And thanks to its 3D virtual tours, you can now explore your potential new place from anywhere. That includes such exotic locales as your boudoir, your walk-in pantry, your alfresco dining area, even your guest powder room. If you're feeling adventurous, just about anywhere with an internet connection. So let your fingers enjoy a stroll along the nearest keyboard and visit apartments.com to start your rental search today. Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
All right. Some questions about sex in general, which, like we said, we maybe could discuss this sort of stuff in another episode. I actually want to know, like, your thoughts on having sex on your period, or just even not even like directly sex, but just intimacy when you're on your period. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
So my friends are talking about this recently, and some of them are like, absolutely not, like literally never. And I think, yeah, if it's like heavy, like if it's day two or day three or like those big days, I think it's like, okay, let's just not and say we did. But also they say that you're kind of the most in the mood, if you will, when you're on.
Yes.
So for me, if it's not that much, I think it's fine. And if you're like doing the proper protection or of whatever sort that you're comfortable with, I think it's fine personally.
Yeah, I think it's fine. When I have brought it up to people in the past, because like I obviously like I prompt it usually. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm like gonna get there, someone like, oh, like I have my period or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta prompt. You gotta prompt.
Yeah, I think you can't just hit it with the surprise. Yeah, and I've never had someone have a problem with
it. Oh yeah,
which
they're,
I think,
like, fully okay usually.
In, like, very much so. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you sure about this? Like, so I think it's all in our heads. I think it's whatever you feel comfortable with too.
It's a little awkward after sometimes if it's around or whatever, but I mean,
I've never like put down like a towel though and like been like I have to prepare, like I'm like you, like it's usually like on one of my like lighter days.
Oh my god, that is true.
That's like,
no, if you have to do that, let's not. But I think if it's like, oh, like, or I'm expecting it, or like, oh, it's about to be done, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's my opinion.
But I've also used it as an excuse to not.
Oh, more times than the other. Yeah.
But that's like, but then it's not like a, by the way, I have my period. It's like a, I have my period, we're not doing this. Like that. Yeah. And you have to be the defined. And I mean, I don't think you should have to use an excuse ever.
No.
Like, no means no. Completely get that. But sometimes it's like,
you might like them, but you're just not ready.
Yeah.
And you don't want to like completely write
There's
them
been
off.
Times when I, exactly. There's been times when I definitely use it as an excuse, which I mean, I'm starting to like, I don't know. It's interesting because I guess with some people I'm like
selective. Who the heck
cares? Like,
yeah,
some, and then some people, yeah.
Oh, I use that as an excuse for 2 months into my relationship. So, I mean, not every time, but like, you know, I didn't.
Yeah, no.
I waited a hot minute.
Do it. You got to do it.
It's just like whatever you feel comfortable with him. If that's how you can feel comfortable saying it, whatever. Like,
I feel the same way. Speaking of which, like, that kind of has to do with confidence. And we talked about, like, you know, confidence in your naked body, how to be confident when you're feeling like, when you're whatever, lights on versus lights off, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a lights off. I'm light. turn the lights off. I keep lights off in my entire life, though. Like, I live my life in darkness. I say this. No, I'm not kidding. I work out in the gym. The people in my building think I'm insane because I keep the lights off in the gym. Yes.
I live my lights and lights off. Or I live my life in darkness. Is that what you said?
I do. It's either I have two moods. I have natural sunlight and lights off. That's it. Seriously. And I, you know, and it's not even, I mean, yes.
Well, you're blessed with amazing windows also. Like, you have good light.
I'm blessed. but then the sun sets and it's darkness hour. But then it's like my brain needs that time to transition. I don't know. I'm also a huge fan, if I could suggest anything to anyone, the colored light bulbs.
Dude, whenever you Snapchat me at night with like the red, I'm like, oh, she's vibing right now.
But it's great. It's great for
I'm gonna consider
that, because like an in between, because I get that in college. It's like there's no option. It's like, do you want the dorm lights on or do you want the dorm lights off?
Yeah.
And it's like
college apartment
fluorescent.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that right now, but maybe post grad. I'm inspired.
So, what are you, lights on or lights off?
Oh,
you
didn't answer. Oh, lights off. But yeah, actually,
a side light.
Like, yeah, I always have my salt light on. You know, like a little that's good. Sultry.
Okay, it doesn't need to be like I want to see the person, of course, but at the same time, full. It's also not like romantic, like full lights on. I feel
no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, like there. It needs to be like mood lighting.
A mood, yes, a vibe.
Sometimes, if I'm really feeling it, I'll play music. But like that's kind of extra sometimes. But ideally, music every time. But that just doesn't happen. Sadly, it makes it awkward if you like start playing music.
Yeah, I think you have to set that from the beginning. Yeah.
I actually had an experience once recently where it was like, wait, like I can't see you, and I was like, oh. I want to cry. It was like sweet, you know, like they want to see what is happening. So,
oh my God, obviously visual is so much of it too. Like you don't even realize mm-hmm. that it is like, what are you going to do? Fucking use your senses. I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's true. Laughing. Okay. I'm so giggly right now. It's awkward. No. Yeah. So lights off, but like, yeah, I'm not gonna like go turn on the lights, but also big into the morning vibe.
Yeah, then you. I mean, that's like different.
And
that's
lights
it's, like, sweet
on,
and like yeah,
kind of.
I mean, it's natural lights on. Yeah,
yeah, I prefer
which I
natural
said.
Light. Natural
that's
light
one
or
of
nothing.
My two moods.
Yeah. I got two moods.
So true. Okay, what are your thoughts and opinions on? I know the question was about a guy's body count, but I just think body count in general. Like, I'm interested to hear what your opinion is on that. It's a big topic for me and my friends.
Really? Yeah, I guess everyone kind of talks about it. I don't really care.
My friends made a joke like in our Snapchat group, like my friends from mm-hmm. college, and they were like,
"What?"
I don't know if I should. It's kind of funny. I won't say who said it. They're like, "What could you buy if?" Every number of your body count was a dollar.
Oh.
And everyone was saying like, you know, some people are like, I could buy like, you know, a fast food meal. I could buy like a whatever. I don't know.
I saw
to, like,
that TikTok
trend.
That's funny.
Oh, so maybe that's why they said it. I didn't see it. But it was funny. And I was like, it got me like actually thinking about it and how much it matters.
Okay,
or it doesn't matter.
What would you buy, Brooke? I'll tell you what I'd buy.
I'm not going to share that on this podcast. I'm sorry.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
Because it's a dead giveaway, and I'm not. I mean, it's.
So you care. So you care is your answer then.
I care enough that I'm not prepared to share that with the internet yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But it's not. I'm perfectly comfortable with the number.
Yeah.
But it's just like that.
Interesting. I've never really thought about it. I might be a double standard. I'm like with girls, I'm like, you do you. But when I was dating a guy that had the largest body count ever, I would feel very self-conscious.
Okay, but here's the thing. They lie. And you could lie. So it's like, why does it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, also it depends on age. Like if you're like in your upper 20s, you're gonna have a higher body count than you did in college.
Especially if you've been single. It depends. Well, also some people then they're like, mine is like really low, quote really low, which it's all
subjective. So true.
Subjective anyways, but you could be like, it's low because I've, you know, been with the same partner for 5 years, or like I've, you know, I had a serious girlfriend when I was like in like 18 to 25. Like, you know what I mean? So
mine's very low. And that's because I've been in some very long relationships. And like I'm comfortable about it. Like it's fine. So but also like that's so true. Like some of my friends have like never had a boyfriend, but they've had some serious guys that they talk to for maybe like months or whatever. And so
yeah.
It's so true. It's so subjective. That's why I see what you're saying. I really don't judge people based off of it, but I selfishly wouldn't want to date a guy that had a super high one if it wasn't a lie, if it was the truth.
Yeah, I mean I feel the same way. That's why I don't ask. I don't really care to know. I think like I mean I
Not that you would know. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't really know.
I mean,
it's more of like if you've heard they've been around. If you've heard that, that sucks.
And I feel like that stops a lot in adulthood, mm-hmm. just because you generally like you meet a lot of people that you don't know their past. In college, of course, you know like the people.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my friend.
You know, like the you know, like people's reputations, or you could ask around. Like, it's not that big. But when you're in a city and like I'm meeting people from dating apps, I'm not gonna be like, so what's your body count? Like, it's not even a thought. Like, I mean, we'll talk about dating history and stuff like that. But I really also like don't care to know. Like, I'm okay that I don't know.
Oh, I still I don't know Ryan's situation, and I don't want to know. I literally never want to know. I could die happily not knowing.
Good.
So. Good. Like, I don't want to know.
I think it, I mean, at this point, like, what would it change?
Dating history is kind of nice to know.
I think that's important. I do. I think, no. That's weird if you have, conversation. Like, especially if you're getting, like, serious with someone, like, that you definitely need to talk about that.
But the intimate part doesn't need to be, like, discussed.
No. Or, like, what I did with the last person.
Oh,
like,
nope.
Are you kidding me? No. Yeah. I don't want to know that. I think it sucks.
To talk about for sure.
Yeah, and it sucks that it's like it is kind of a double standard that with – I mean, that's a whole problem in like society that with women – I mean, we talked about body hair. But yeah, like women, I feel like, you know, the higher quote their number is, like men see them as – or they're labeled more
less
as like
– like it's so stupid.
Yeah, or I would say like I don't want to say like they're slutty, but like that's – I remember in college, mm-hmm. guys would say stuff like that. And I was like, that is so messed up. And meanwhile, yours is higher, but – we don't almost like have a word for a man that's like that because they're almost deemed as like, oh, you're getting ass. Like,
yeah,
that's good.
Literally. It's so.
Which is so messed
up. It's such a double standard. Yeah. It's true. I feel like I've talked about.
So I think live your truth. I mean, I know, I guess it's insecure of me to like not share my number then. Maybe someday I will, but like not right now.
No, yeah. I mean, that wasn't on the plan today. So that's very fair.
Maybe that
I was totally about to express myself, but I guess I won't. Shit.
I feel like people could guess based on like your answer to that question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Danielle, you made it very obvious.
Yeah, I definitely made it obvious.
It's okay. In a good way.
I'm not ashamed. It's not like there weren't other things involved with other people, but for that specific act, yes.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, oh my gosh, who cares? It's literally just a number.
It's just a number.
It is. It's just like your age. It's just a
but number. Yeah, so true. Yeah.
All right, the last one, Danielle, I know you put this one on the list and I did see it, but
oh, someone said, okay, someone wrote it. I didn't write it.
I know, but I know you added it to our list of like because we like took all the questions and like moved them to like another list because we're organized
but, queens. Someone asked like skincare before or after hooking up, and I thought that was hysterical because it is kind of, I say after, because if you do it before, it gets all on their face and they've got all this good quality moisturizer. They don't need that. That's for you. Do your skincare after.
Wait, before.
Like, let's say you're going to bed.
Or after. Oh, yeah.
And you're
like,
oh, do skincare. Okay. No, do it after. You don't want it getting everywhere. Like, you want that product on your face to soak in overnight. I don't know. Maybe it's a very niche question, but I thought it was awesome that she asked it.
No, that is.
Like, what do you think?
I'm here for it.
Or are you I'll keep my makeup on.
Okay, I don't do that a lot, but like
I've done it before
when needed to, I will. You know what I mean? If especially when it's like early phases and you're like, oh, like I don't. Well, also it's like, are we going to bed after? Mm-hmm. Like, are they gonna leave? Like, you know, sometimes it's like that in between. Yeah, where you're like, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, like, are we like fully settling in? I know what you mean.
Yes, the last time I had a guy, we didn't hook up, but he slept here. I did leave my makeup on. Which I don't really know why I did. Like, I could have very easily taken it off, but like I left it on. Which I feel like now looking in hindsight, I'm like, why? Like,
no. With Ryan, I did at, like for the, and I started breaking out. I was like, damn, Danielle, why'd you do that? But it was because I had more acne then. And I was like, you have great skin, but I was always self conscious about my pimples.
No,
that was my biggest thing.
Oh my gosh! And I go through phase with it too, and I was just making it worse by leaving it on. I'm like, also. Like, if you don't like the way that I look without makeup on, like, you're not my person. Like, you know what I mean? There's these things, like, that are just major indicators that are, like, if you're going to be that turned off that I took off my makeup before I went to bed. That's so weird. Like, oh, my
it's
gosh.
So crazy.
But in the past, when it was, like, more of, like, not, like, whatever, if it was, like, a specific person or whatever, I would do it before. Which I know that's the opposite stance as you. Because I would do it before.
Well, it makes sense why you would.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I'm like going to get ready for bed, like go back to bed. And like, yeah.
Yeah, but I've like recently had that discovery. I was like, wait, literally do it after because it's not on your face anymore.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big move.
big money.
I mean,
moves.
It's whatever you feel confident with, too. It's just like how some people like work out with makeup on because they feel more confident, like in the gym.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that a lot, actually.
Live your truth.
That's the standard of this episode. That's the summary. Not standard. That's the summary of this episode. This was a long
That's the
ass
theme
episode.
Of this episode. I know, but I'm kind of here I'm for it. I love here. A lengthy pod.
I love our lengthy pods, and it's just you and I just literally chatting forever.
Me too. And this was I personally really enjoyed this topic. I know that you guys definitely do too. The tipsy episodes and these sort of like niche like topics like pop off.
You guys really do the most for us for these episodes. So at least that's a good thing. Yes. Like it's hard sometimes to be vulnerable on this podcast and talk about stuff like that, but you guys definitely make us feel comfortable to do so. So thank you guys for allowing us to have this space.
For freeing up the space for us.
Good episode.
If you listen this far, screenshot this, put it on your story.
Please, we need to know if you heard all of this. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. If you listen this far, I'm impressed. Love you guys so much.
Love you so much. Have an amazing
Next week
day.
When we talk, Danielle, you'll be a college grad.
Okay, so we're not going to – we'll cross that when we get there. We'll talk to you guys then when I'm graduated queen. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. This episode of Gals on the Go was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.